Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 30th of November, recording at 9:50. That's Greenwich Mean Time. That's 9:50 p.m. Now, first the highlights here. There's a little doubt that we've got a stock market correction underway in here today. You've seen those key day reversals that I have been posting since Monday, I believe. Downside key day reversals. We had another one today in India. We see some definite loss of momentum and deterioration in other markets. And so we are definitely, not that there was much doubt after Monday and Tuesday, but we are definitely in a corrective phase here. Now, I don't think this is the big one. It could be. You know, we've rallied up quite strongly. People got optimistic. I've been maintaining that this rally was long in the tooth, that we were talking about an aging bull and perhaps making his last charge here, and that my best case scenario was that markets would rally rally through the year end and into the first quarter of 2006. Now, I think that's still likely to be the case, but obviously punctuated by a correction that we are seeing here right now. I'm not more cautious than that, despite some of the negative chart action, because first markets did rally very strongly back to previous highs in many instances and above in a number of instances, not least in terms of Wall Street. And I don't see any other factor here that would cause markets to suddenly lose their nerve. Let's say a lot of people bought for the year-end Christmas rally and fulfilled a lot of the short-term potential very quickly, and so now maybe that demand has been reduced, or they ran out of buying power, and we're seeing a little bit of profit taking in here right now. Okay, moving on to, I said this is going to be highlights, but I'm going to just carry right on straight through. Government bonds in here today, not too much drama that I'm aware of, a little bit firmer, perhaps in line with the weakness of stock markets that we've seen here. In terms of the U.S. dollar, again, not a lot of action in there today either. It's a little bit softer against some, a little bit firmer against one or two, but it's pretty much unchanged. Very quiet day here for the U.S. dollar. What is more important, though, and what we are seeing, and I have mentioned this before recently, that with those keys that we were seeing in stock markets, that I felt that since both stock markets and precious metals had run up together, and we saw this, of course, in the first half of October, in September, that would leave, as stock markets came down, that would leave the precious metals a little bit vulnerable if investors really turned more cautious, and I think there is evidence that they have turned more cautious in here today. Although I must say it's notable in looking at the percentage declines here on Wall Street. You know, the Dow is down 82 points. That was only 0.76 of a percent, and the Nasdaq composite I'm looking at was actually up a tad. So again, I don't think this is going to be a big rout, but it is a correction, and there's not a shred of evidence that that correction is over yet. It's just really started late last week at the beginning of this week, depending on which markets you're looking at. But I go back to my point in connection with gold. As we saw after the September rally, we had stock markets experienced a sharp correction in the first half of October, and that dragged down precious metals as well. Again, neither of the declines lasted very long, and markets romped back upwards again. Now, unless I'm way misjudging the extent of this stock market correction. I would think that we would see a pretty small or short-lived correction in the precious metals. That would be one point that I would actually make. And also, I feel that stock markets are on much more dangerous footing overall than the precious metals are at this stage, but that's a controversial view. I appreciate. And what else to mention here? I'm not selling any of my precious metal positions, but I did comment on this, and I also mentioned a couple of other factors that you want to keep your eye on, such as the rollover of futures contracts, and of course the fact that the inflation data. Now, people have been saying, oh, inflation jitters are going up and there's more evidence of inflation, and other people are saying, no, there's no inflation, it's going to go down. Well, we'll get this debate going back and forth. People will see what they want to say. If you pay the household bills, inflation's going up. Now, and if you look at the money supply figures in a German report that I posted today for the last 12 months, you will know that that can only cause inflationary pressures to grow. And I've been saying that central banks have been pumping money like stink for a long time, but even I was surprised by the extent of those figures for the last 12 months for a number of countries. So they're all pumping, and they're all pumping because none of them, one good reason is that they none of them want a strong currency in this era of globalization. They feel that they've lost competitive edge. They're all worried about losing jobs to here, there, and everywhere, and not least China. So they want softer currencies. And then, of course, there's the old deflation bugbear, and so they want to avoid that. And so they're erring on the side of inflation, and they will overreact in that respect because they know that the cost of goods from China is not going to go up all that much for really quite a while. So that is inflationary, that is exceptionally bullish for precious metals overall. But in the very short term, as they say, in the inflation figures are likely to be down because of the before long, because of the historic data reflecting the decline in oil prices. But I wouldn't be at all surprised, as you know, if this isn't a bottom area. I've been saying this for a week, week and a half or so, that I felt that this is probably a bottom area. And natural gas saw some pretty good action in here today. That lends a bit of support to that theory, as does the deepening winter, that we will see North America and other regions succumbing to. Well, we've already succumbed to it here in London, unfortunately, and really throughout the rest of Europe. But so I think that those are three temporary factors that may cause a small correction in the precious metals. So far, we haven't seen more than $8 off the high in gold, for instance, and silver closed pretty steady in here today overall, 838 and a half on the March contract. So I'm going to be relatively relaxed about this. I will ride out a short-term correction in precious metals and add on a dip. But if anybody's overextended in these markets in terms of leverage, you might feel the pressure a bit in the short term. Again, not guaranteed, but that's the risk. And what else to mention? Well, I think that's pretty much it, folks. I don't want to make this too long. All the best.